no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today I want to talk to you about writing, but I don't really want to talk to you about writing. I'm not trying to encourage you to write. I've done that before. I encourage everyone to journal because I think it's a good way to stab your thoughts with a pen. I was going over this morning an issue that I was having, and it was going over and over and over in my head, and I thought I had a solution for it. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, no, it just was bothering me, and I was replaying it. And so I sat down with my journal to stab my problem with a pen. And when I did, I realized this is not really a problem. I can resolve this like in an hour, and it's going to be easy going forward. And so it's not something to be upset or concerned about. And so that was because I sat down and I journaled. So I do encourage you to do that. But no, I want to talk to you about two quotes from Ernest Hemingway. Now, the first one is a PG-13 quote, so when I say it, I'm only going to say it once or twice, and then I'll use probably a euphemism. But they go very well together because I have spent most of my life writing, and I can tell you that this is absolutely true, and it's something that most of us don't think about. The first quote is, the first draft of anything is shit. Okay, I told you it was blunt. I told you it was PG-13. And I have found that to be so true, and yet most of us are afraid of first drafts. Here's what I mean. Most of us are afraid of trying something new. That's myself included. I was actually commenting back and forth with someone here on this very page about this idea recently, and that is that whenever we want to try something new, if I'm trying to learn a new software like this, you know, OBS software, which I am now using, as you can see, there's my little thing up in the corner there that Miroslav created for me. I'm now using it. But the first time I tried, it was a mess. All of you all know that. And everything was, there was echoes, and there was syncing problems and all kinds of things. So we need to get to where we understand that I'm going to try this and it's going to bomb. For some reason, we have this idea of, well, I give it a try and then I give up. You know, I mean, I gave it everything I had. Well, no, you didn't. You stopped. The first draft of anything we do is shit. And if we can accept that, then we put less pressure on ourselves to not try things. Yep, that's right. To not try things, because it's our feeling like things have to go great that makes us feel like we can't try something. So the first draft of anything is not going to go good, and we need to accept that. We need to accept that. Daniel Byrne is here. Daniel actually worked with me on two of my books, Happy This Year and Happy Stories. And I remember when I first turned in Happy This Year, and the team there was working on it and everything like that, and they sent me back the reviews. Now, as an author, you're staring at a page sometimes, or a screen, 8 to 16 hours a day, and you're always going back and rewriting. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. But when they sent it to me, you send it off and you expect them to come back and go, that is the greatest book ever. It is just perfect. It's, you know, oh my gosh, you've made our jobs totally unnecessary. That's what your ego wants to hear, okay? In reality, what they do is they come back with constructive changes, basically reminding you that your first draft is shit. And it should be. It should be. Why? Because then you have somewhere to go from there. You have somewhere to make it better. And so when we remember that whether it's trying something new like paddleboarding or exercising, yoga or writing or making pickles or something like that, the first draft is going to be not what we want it to be. But it's just a first draft. That's what we have to remind ourselves. So many times, juggling, for example, you all know that I juggle. And sometimes I'll just juggle by the pool or down by the beach because I find it very zen, very mindful. And people will come up and they'll try. And they'll pick up three balls and they'll try them and they'll drop them. Well, of course, you're supposed to learn by juggling one, then two, then three. Nobody can just pick up and juggle three. It's almost impossible. So anyway, then they say, I can't do this. They give up. Okay, they don't realize that was just a first draft. So what have you possibly given up on that was maybe just a first draft? Could it be a friendship? Could it be a relationship? Could it be your exercise program? Could it be a hobby you want to do? Maybe it was just a first draft. Don't write yourself off as a bad writer because you wrote a bad first draft. Every first draft Hemingway ever wrote was shit. Okay? One of my favorite, probably my favorite book on writing is called On Writing by Stephen King. And whenever I write a new book, one of the things I do, it's a ritual, is to read that book first. And he talks about, he writes a book, he manually used to type it. Now I think he does it on a laptop, but prints it out still. And then he locks it in a drawer for 6 weeks so he can go back and read that crappy first draft that he wrote and completely change it around. So we need to relax. We need to lighten up. We need to realize that most of what we're going to do is going to be when we first do it. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. We should absolutely do it. But if we expect that, we assign less criticism to ourselves in advance of trying it. So that's Hemingway's first quote. The second quote is, all writing is rewriting. All writing is rewriting. I was looking for a book this morning. I couldn't believe I don't have it. Now that I say this, I think I know where it is. It's called The Elements of Writing. I got started as a writer kind of in an interesting way. I was in the writing the literary group at the high school, and we put together a little literary magazine 1 year. And so I did all of that, and then I wanted to get into radio. I wanted to be a radio announcer. The thing was, I was 19 years old, and I was doing commercials. I got hired by a commercial radio station, Stereo 100, WSCQ. I was on there, and they made me the production director, which meant that I did the commercials. Why? Because the other announcers didn't want to do the commercials. That was a bit of a drag and a hassle. So I started doing them, and my voice was so bad that clients were complaining. People were refusing to buy the ads. This is a true story. Because my voice was so bad. And they took me off the air and they stopped me from doing that, but they liked me, so they kept me there writing. And my job was to write advertising copy, and then my job was to write news copy. Excuse me. And so throughout my time in radio, I have written, and then of course as a minister and a person who's written books. So I have lots of experience writing, and I always thought that other writers were different from me. I thought that, because here's how I write. I jump in. I don't know, you know, I have an outline, definitely, because you have to write a book proposal, which is your outline. And so I start writing the foreword or the first chapter or wherever I feel like I'm going to start writing, and I dive right in. And then as I get to a certain point, you know, maybe I've written 1,000 words, I go back and start reading what I had written and editing it, because the first draft of anything is not good. So I go back and I start editing and I come forward. So it's always a process of writing, going back, rewriting, going back, rewriting, going a little further, rewriting, going a little bit further. So you're actually taking 2 steps forward, 1 to 2 steps back all the time. That's why writing is so laborious, because you are constantly going back and changing things. And you may realize something in the third chapter that just negates the first chapter, and you have to go back and rewrite it. So again, number one, your first draft is going to be number two, you get to rewrite. You get to rewrite. You get to tell yourself different things about your attempt. You get to celebrate the fact that you made an attempt. And in almost every, no, I'm going to take that back. In every case, you get to go back and you get to try again. Even with people you're no longer in relationships with, you can go back and mentally rewrite what happened so that you learn and you grow and you heal. You can have a session where you forgive their highest self. You call them into your mind. This is a meditation you can do. And so there are lots of ways to rewrite, but just know that you're going to be rewriting. Again, I want to point out Facebook. I love Facebook. We're here together on Facebook, and there's a huge problem with Facebook. They have found that people who look at Facebook all the time or a lot tend to be less happy than people who do not. Why? Because the other day we were actually able to go out to lunch at a restaurant. While we were there, it was a beautiful day. We were out on Morada Bay, out on the bayside here in the Keys, and it was a beautiful day, and we shot probably 30 pictures. Now, how many do you think we posted on Facebook? One, two, maybe three? And each one of those was heavily edited. So my life looks like just amazing, carefree, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm always good looking because the pictures have filters and everything else on them. So understand that people are just as much of a mess as you, that everyone is rewriting, that everyone's first draft is junk. The first script for any movie is terrible. The first write for a Broadway show is awful. Everything starts out terrible, but then the joy comes in working on it, rewriting it, rewriting it. The very descriptions that I do here for you. Every day when I do a jumpstart, I write a short description of a few paragraphs. Well, that's always the same thing. I dive in. I have to dive in. I can't think about it too much. I start writing whatever comes to mind, and then I go back and I rewrite, 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 rewrite. That's why these little descriptions can take me a half an hour each. So remember, as you try new things, it's going to bomb. So get out and try more things. Anything that is you're stopping from trying because you think you're going to mess it up, go try it. That is in some ways controlling your life and controlling your personality. And when you mess up, realize that you're normal. There's an old saying, I think it was W.H. McCann said, if at first you don't succeed, you're running about average. Just remember that, okay? If at first you don't succeed, you're running about average. All right, let's check in with what you have to say, and then we'll say goodbye so I can go do the complaint-free meditation with everybody. Jennifer asked me if I will do a cruise. You know, it's so funny. We talked about that yesterday. Jill Wendt was on our last cruise, and when I did my live webinar for the Complaint Free Life group yesterday, someone was asking me about that. I had actually written down in my goals this year to do another Complaint Free Life cruise and to invite all of you to come on it. This does not seem like the time to go on a cruise. I don't know if you've seen, but there's still 100,000 cruise workers who are trapped on cruise ships. They've let the passengers off, but not the cruise workers. So I would love to do one. Yes, let's plan on it. The other thing I definitely want to do is do a seminar down here in the Keys. Get you all down here in the tropics where it's warm and beautiful. Who knows? Maybe we'll go out on a glass bottom boat. We'll do some great fun stuff. So Jennifer Ann, I answered that. A great editor will definitely tell you the truth, and that builds trust. You know what? Working with Daniel was so easy. I'm going to blow your horn here a little bit, though, Daniel. Number one, Daniel Byrne is always in a good mood, and working with him when you're writing a book is so comforting because nothing was ever a big deal. To authors, everything is a big deal. We have fragile egos. We're putting ourselves and our lives out there for the world to accept or reject. And even if they accept us, they're going to criticize us. So it's a challenging thing. And Daniel made it so easy. Myra Gonya says, I am a teacher. This is really resonating with me. I want to stop what I'm doing because it's not working, but you are right. It's the first draft. And I need to keep trying to find ways to engage these students from afar. I get it. That is a very challenging thing. I cannot imagine what that must be like, trying to get them to engage with you. Just remember, keep trying. I mean, if you look at all, there's a ton of great teacher movies out there. You know, I won't be able to think of any of them right now, but I've seen them all. I love them. Anyway, of all those great teacher movies, usually the teacher does really, really lousy at first. So accept that and realize it's a first draft. I worked through my through the book Writing Life Stories by Bill Rohrbach, says Tammy Brown, and my writing is greatly improved. I write to get it on paper and go back and put it in a story, add sensory info, dialogue, etc. Very cool. Very nice. I am a mess. I like to say a beautiful mess. Cynthia Bartridge. You know what, Cynthia? It's just like your house. We are just like our own home. If you came into my home right now, you would probably go, oh, wow, look at the view. This is so cool. That's so beautiful. Now, what do I see? I see a little white spot on the wall that needs to be repainted. So we look at ourselves the same way. We need to constantly look at the view and to appreciate what we are. You're not a mess. You're normal. And I love you just the way you are. Cynthia, you comment such lovely things. No way you're a mess. You're beautiful. See, says Lisa. Lisa even agrees with me to disagree with you about the fact that you're a mess. All right, everybody, this has been so much fun. I'm really grateful to have you. I want to go ahead and announce now that I will not be here Monday. We're not only not doing Saturday, but we're not going to do Monday either. But I will be back on Tuesday. I want to take a few days myself and just completely relax and unwind. And I am so grateful to have you all watch. Be sure, if you haven't signed up, go to willbowen.com/blog and sign up. And we will email you on a daily basis to remind you of anything that you miss. And what was the... Oh, I know the other thing. So true, Lisa. Thank you. There we go. What the other thing I wanted to say again is thank you to those of you who take the time to share this. That means so much. I love the fact that you all are commenting to and about one another, and that you all seem to be becoming really good friends. So invite your friends, your old friends, your family to meet your new friends by sharing this. Share this with somebody who you feel like is trying a little bit too hard, needs to understand that the first draft is always going to be, and they can live with that because you get endless rewrites. So enjoy your rewrites today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And those of you, and I see most of you here already in this group, I'll see you in the complaint-free meditation group in about 7 minutes. All right, everybody, enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free.